Hi, I'm Scott Watson, and this is What Music Means to Me. I view every single moment I have with my students as precious. Whether it's the half-hour small group lessons I have with beginning instrumentalists, the sectional lessons I have with my second-year players, or the longer rehearsals I have with the entire band, there's always so much to accomplish and no time to waste. I'm sure every instrumental or choral music teacher knows what I'm talking about. Nonetheless, I still believe it's worth taking the time to establish the habit of warming up at the start of individual, small group, and large ensemble meetings. First and primarily, warming up prepares players physically. But the benefits of warming up are many. It also focuses a player's or an ensemble's attention on playing, as opposed to visiting with friends in the section, asking irrelevant questions, or thinking about the next period in geometry class. It's important for my students and valuable to me to establish early on the routine of warming up at the start of each session. You can do this almost as early as the first lesson. As soon as I get students playing their first few notes, I begin having them use those notes for a long tone warm-up. The goal is to initiate and maintain a steady, clear sound. Kids love watching the clock in the band room to see who can hold a note the longest. We try to begin with a note that is in a comfortable range and move to lower and higher notes from there. So many kids enter my band room asking, "Can we have a long tone contest today?" When we do the contest, I have everyone stand, breathe together, and begin the chosen note. Then, as students run out of air and stop playing, they take their seat. The last one standing is our long tone champion for the day. Even after students have been introduced to other warm-ups, we continue with long tones because they can be so useful. For instance, long tones can be used to introduce the idea of intonation and tuning. The next warm-up I teach young players is a brief scale passage on the bottom five notes of the B-flat concert scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, fa, mi, re, do, sol, do. While there are many other early warm-ups that would serve the student well, I choose this particular arrangement because it reviews the first five notes and the first three durations presented in our first-year method book, Accent on Achievement. I call this the band warm-up, and I use it at the start of lessons consistently until it is memorized. From there, I introduce warm-ups that are geared towards the needs of particular instruments. Brass players get beginning, then intermediate, then advanced lip slurs. Woodwind players get interval exercises that work their fingers. I've used notation software to create a one-page warm-up sheet that I can attach to the front page of the student's lesson book. For all the instruments, number one is the long tone warm-up, and number two is the five-note scale band warm-up. You can see these and other warm-ups I've created by visiting the Elementary Instrumental Wiki, which I've created. Go online to elementaryinstrumental.wikispaces.com and click on the downloadable music link. There are many great warm-ups out there. Just ask any successful band, chorus, or orchestra director to share their favorite. Setting aside a few moments each meeting to warm up is like putting a few dollars in the bank each week. You have to sacrifice a little to do it, but it builds up and pays big dividends over time. About 10 years ago, I took a year's leave from my instrumental music position in the Parkland School District to accept a one-year full-time position as assistant professor of theory and technology with Temple University in Philadelphia. I had just received my doctorate from Temple, and even though the job was only temporary and involved an hour-and-a-half drive, I was excited for the opportunity. I'd stop for a large Dunkin' Donuts coffee and listen to NPR on my ride in. But I found myself turning off the radio to think through my morning, what I needed to do first when I got to campus, and what details I needed to take care of to prepare for the courses I taught. What a feeling of confidence, even peace, those drives gave me as I tackled my first full-time university teaching. That drive was like my warm-up. My morning drive was a mental warm-up for the day. There are other routines that I or people I know have engaged in to warm up for their day. Some eager beaver early risers I know begin the day at the gym or outside jogging or biking. I'm sure the physical workout clears their mind, maintains their physical health, and burns off stress. Others take just 10 or 15 minutes to read their Bible each morning in what they call quiet times, tuning their heart to God's, reminding them of what's most important and giving them wisdom to face the day's challenges. Others like to get to the office early, sit down with a cup of coffee, and go over their emails and agenda for the day. One morning warm-up that has made a difference for me involves doing stretches to loosen up my back and legs. I guess I'm getting older. These days, I have to admit I feel so busy with work that I stay up late and can't get up early enough to warm up for my day sometimes. It's really a shame, since I always feel better about my day when I started out warming up. I think Ben Franklin had it right when he wrote, "Early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise." The trouble is, when I get up just in time to get to my work obligation, I begin my day reacting to what is happening rather than purposefully leading the events of the day. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a difference it makes to be mentally prepared for your students, your classes, a meeting, or whatever it is that you need to do. A case in point. A while back, I had a pretty rocky lesson with one of my second-year low brass sectional rehearsals. It seems as if the kids wanted to do anything but the tasks presented. Little arguments were flaring up between different sets of kids about silly things like who didn't practice, or who banged the stand on purpose, or who was playing out of turn, you name it. On top of that, the kids were challenging me with a lot of questions and complaints this particular week. Why do we have to play this song, or can I play first? Why do you always pick so-and-so to play first? It seems like I was putting out one fire after the next for the entire lesson until it was time to go, and we hadn't accomplished much. As soon as the kids left, I wrote in my plan book, in big red letters, "We need to have a good lesson next week." The following week, when the next lesson came around, I was ready, though. I had thought through not only how I would handle any discipline issues, but just as importantly, what I wanted to accomplish during my time with that group. When I heard the kids approaching the band room, I made sure I was standing with a big smile to greet them. "Okay, come on in and set up quickly. We have a lot to do," I said purposefully. As soon as most of them had their instruments together and were in their seats, we were doing the B-flat concert scale. By the time the warm-up was over, everyone was ready to play. I began positively and businesslike. No grudges about last week, just deliberate instructions and an upbeat demeanor. However, when the first instance of snitty or immature behavior reared its head, which it did before long, I put my instrument down, looked at everyone, and told them soberly, "Listen, when I give you instructions, I expect you to follow them. If you don't, I'll give you a warning. 3 warnings, and you're in for recess today. 4, and you leave this rehearsal." You could hear a pin drop, and even more importantly, we got to rehearse 3 concert selections fairly thoroughly at that session. Shepherding kids to behave as they should is like warming up. It's a continual process. Make little investments along the way and you'll get long-term rewards. My work as a musician and a music educator has taught me the value of warming up. Warming up allows you to be physically and mentally prepared for what's ahead. Taking a little time to consistently make an investment in a worthwhile routine can yield long-term benefits in both music and life. I know you have a lot to do, so thanks for taking the time to find out what music means to me. I hope music is, and always will be, a part of your life. Until next time, stay in tune.